Welcome, Dog Moms and Dads, to our show where we discuss the everyday joys and challenges of pet parenting. I'm your host, Jen.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is the Dog Mom Podcast presented by Zippy Paws. Speaking of Zippy Paws, we have some big news.
We do have some big news. For all of you that follow us on social media, you've probably already seen it. We got a facelift.
We got a facelift, a makeover, wardrobe change, I don't know, all of those things.
Extreme makeover, Zippy Paws edition.
I don't think it was necessarily extreme makeover because we were already looking real good before. So it's just
extreme in depth, right?
Yes, extreme in depth, because we've actually been working on this behind the scenes for over a year now. I think we started planning this early January, maybe, or maybe even December.
It was before.
Yeah, we started talking about it, and I think in December 2019, we were like, okay, let's do a rebrand, because in 2021 we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary. So Zippy Paws is 10. I mean, gives you an idea of how old I am, but we won't go into that.
You're still younger than me. That's all that matters.
That's a win. That's, I'm just gonna take that win forever.
Take it. It might be all you get.
So yeah.
Yeah, but we've been working on what we're calling a rebrand, I guess, if you will, for the better part of a year. We powered through it during COVID. Our team did a phenomenal job. I can't give specific shout outs because it was literally the whole team, and I would be here for a long time and be a sobbing mess, because they really did us proud. They did a really good job, and it's very apparent. You know, when you go onto any of our channels, onto our website, we have a completely new website as well, which is exciting. And it basically looks like Zippy Paws just grew up. It's the same fun aesthetic, the same charm, same charisma, just a little bit more mature, a little bit, I don't want to say hip because that is going to make me sound old, but, you know, we're the podcast for modern day dog moms and dads. And I would venture to say that Zippy Paws is the brand for modern day dog moms and dads.
Boom. There we go.
Right. That was on the fly. I'm proud of that one.
Yeah. And I think just looking at our sites or our social media, it's hard to kind of envision the type of work and the research that was, you know, that went into this, because we did a lot of research. We actually hired a company to do our survey. So we surveyed a lot of people who were dog owners, and some of them, obviously a portion of them, purchased squeaky dog toys. And then in that, we had a portion of people who actually knew who we were. And then we looked at all the information, all of their, you know, demographics, their income, their buying habits. And it really solidified that we kind of know what we're doing. You know, I think when we first approached a rebrand, we were thinking of like, hey, it's been 9 years, it's been 10 years. Let's step back and see where we are in the industry and kind of like look at where we want to be in the industry, and then how do we go from there. So doing this kind of research, we really realized that we are right where we should be and where we want to be, and people love us, and I don't know, just all these good things. Like I looked at the results and we were just like really proud.
Spot on.
Yeah, like I was surprised, but then I was like, why am I surprised? Like this whole time we've been working towards this goal, right? Because we never really wavered from our core value and what we want to accomplish. So we were feeling real good about ourselves.
And then COVID hit.
And yes, COVID hit. And But we just really took the time to prep on like what we should be doing, right? So we looked at our color scheme, and then we thought about like, hey, what's still true to our color scheme? Teal, right? When you think of Zippy Paws, you think of teal. And we just tweaked it enough so that it looks a little more grown up, and we kind of updated the palette. We should also share our color scheme, because we have such cute names for like all the colors. I think people will get a kick out of that.
It's super. I feel like we could easily do an entire episode, honestly, on our rebrand, and bring in different people from our department to kind of talk about their process through the entire thing, what they learned too, right? And that's something that you guys can tell us as well. If you're interested in more of the business aspect, or even just the marketing aspect, really, because that's definitely my area. I feel like Jen's area is every area, but my specific niche is marketing. And I think that it would be nice for our team to come on and kind of talk through it as well, because we went through changes in web, we went through changes, massive creative changes, we had copy changes, everything really, everybody touched something, right? Our social media also has kind of adapted, and it was a team effort. It's one of those things that if you don't have a team that is as good at what they do, right, that it's never gonna work. And I think the output and the end result of what we did, it's very indicative of the team that we have.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like really proud. So if we're gonna do another episode, I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut. And
I mean, you can still talk about it. I don't mind.
No. We'll wait. But yeah, I mean, I'm super excited that people love it and they're with us. So can't wait to see what the next 10 years bring. Maybe in 10 years we'll have another makeover. This time we'll get a little Botox or something.
I was just going to say, do we get one in 10 years too? Because I'm probably going to need one.
Let's get one together, us and the company.
Oh, God, that can be a Dog Mom podcast episode. The girls get Botox.
Oh, God.
Oh, I need to stop. That's
funny. I would be too scared to get Botox. Also, I have like chubby cheeks anyway, so I don't think
I was going to say, you're going to be eternally youthful. Watch.
It's the Asian in me, you know? Like, I'll look like this until I'm like 55, and then boom, I'm going to be like a little old Asian lady that does all these exercises in like the yard or something. So.
Well, I already look like a 55-year-old, and I feel even older, so there's that.
What are you talking about?
I'm old and cranky. No, I don't know, like, what you've missed the last 2 years we've been working together.
Okay, but there's more news. Hold on, there's more news.
I got married last weekend. Mm-mm-mm. Ashley Kaczynski is no more. For those of you that knew my last name, I am now Ashley Newman, a new man.
A new man.
A new man. I'm not actually a man. Oh, you can almost see. I got my wedding band. Yeah, I am a married woman. We
all beat the COVID odds. All the fun just stops now. It's now your life is over.
It's felt over for a long time. Oh, I'm just kidding.
You know, that's a weird thing that people say to men, like, oh, you're getting married. Oh, your single life is over. Life is over as you know it. I'm like, what? It's the same. It's literally the same thing.
I feel like, if anything, they get lucky. They have a permanent live-in cook and maid and support system.
Yes.
I'm just, I sound so bitter.
I was doing that before we got married, so I should have held out. Right. How do you feel? Do you feel any different?
It's weird, right? Because we've been together for a decent chunk of time, and we've lived together for almost the entire time. Without getting too personal, Nico moved in very early on in our relationship, and it's felt like we've been married, but psychologically there's something there that is like, it's a little different. We didn't come home after our wedding or after our mini honeymoon and they're like, oh my God, we're married. But there's, I think psychologically it's a little bit different, right? Like you're legally bound to someone now. And it was just really sweet. I got really, really lucky in the person that I chose and the ceremony that we had. We had a very, very, very small, very intimate ceremony. But it was a dream ceremony for us. I got married in the snow. It actually snowed on us. We did an outdoor elopement and basically just pulled over to the side of the freeway or the side of the road and found a good spot. And my mom and my little brother were there. Nico's best friend was our officiant and one of my best friends was our photographer. And that was it. Those are the only people we had, but it was nice because it was very focused on us. And he got like really sweet with his vows, and he told me things that he's never actually said to me. I don't think he's not romantic by nature. He's very much I'm romantic by fixing things, and I fix problems, and I fix, you know, things that are broken, and I joke around, and that's kind of how he is. And so, you know, to hear him say sweet things was nice, and we had a nice little mini honeymoon because of COVID. But yeah, I feel good. I'm just happy, honestly. Like, I feel like there was so much that happened leading up to it. It was my genius idea to get married a week and a half after the launch of our rebrand.
I mean, you set your own date, so
I did. And Nico, another round of applause for him, because he just passed his final CPA exam in January. So he's now a certified public accountant, and that's an endeavor. So we had so many things going on leading up to the wedding. I don't think I got stressed until like a week before. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong, because you heard most of it, but
I'm like,
it was almost just like a sigh of relief when it was done, right? Like, we just wanted to be married. We're married and we're happy. And
yeah. No, with all the circumstances and, you know, everything, it's just probably like, I can just imagine how relieved you are to have that behind you, and then you're married, so then you can focus on, you know, married life and all that, and not worry about, you know, how my family is going to think about the reception and like the flowers and, you know, it's like, I get it. So,
although I feel like, and I don't know if you can relate to this, it's probably a slightly different relation, but people are just constantly asking me about the next thing, right? Like, we launched Rebrand, which was probably the biggest moment in my career to date, right? And I was really excited about that. And all people wanted to talk about was, okay, well, now that's done, you've got the wedding, which that's a whole other conversation in itself. But then we got married, and then it turned into, oh, but now when are you doing your reception? Because obviously with COVID, we didn't have a big reception. And, you know, we're kind of over here being exhausted, like, just give us a break. And I have people asking us, like, you know, when are you going to have kids? When are you guys going to buy a house? And obviously buying a house is, you know, it's already been put into motion. We're already looking. And I'm not even going to throw kids into the equation at this point, but just like,
right,
just like, let us be married. Let us be happy. And I don't want to talk about kids. I don't even want to talk about another reception. I want to look at my wedding photos when they come through and just relive being snowed on. And that is it. Did you have that though?
Not really. No one really cared.
Really?
No. I mean,
maybe, no one's asking you when you're going to have kids.
They kind of asked me, but I don't really, it doesn't bug me too much. Not that like it, you know, it should or shouldn't, but for me, I don't really care, because I don't even know when these things are going to happen, and I can have as many plans as I want, but, you know, I mean, we do have plans for kids, but like, it's not like day one, you know, tomorrow or next week, or it's just, I mean, there are plans, but they're just plans in the sky, I guess.
I feel like we learned to live in the moment, I think. And I don't necessarily think that's something that Nico and I are historically good at. We're planners, and I think we're pretty dedicated and we're pretty eye on the prize. But yeah, like, where this is like the first moment where we're the ones not planning and everyone else is kind of planning for us. Like, well, what's next? We're like, well, we don't want to talk about what's next. We're just happy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we are definitely like planners too, where I am. I always have a lot of plans. Like, I'm always, you know, looking for the next thing that we should do. But then again, we just bought an RV for like no reason. And we weren't even going to go buy it. We were just going to be like, oh, let's go look at it. And then we just bought an RV. So, hey.
See?
I mean, we're planners, but then we also take a lot of spontaneous risks. So, I mean.
Yeah, you have to live in the moment. And I spent a lot of time leading up to my wedding stressing about, and I mean, we eloped. We literally had like 4 people there and it was still stressful. And I was concerned about snow and I was concerned about flowers. And like, for those of you that are listening that are engaged, it doesn't matter.
That's what I told you.
That's what you told me. That's what my mom told me. I will say I'm happy. My mom was in control of pretty much everything. She helped me decorate my cake. She helped me. We had a little bar cart up in the snow. And I'm an aesthetic person. I want things to look a certain way, and I would like to think pretty high standards, but luckily my mom did help that come to life and everything did look the way I wanted. So I'm happy that it did, but I don't remember half of it. I have pictures, but it went by so fast. I don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm. So that was what I said to you was like all the little things don't even matter. Like the things that you stress about prior, like don't even matter. And that's something that you can't really just like learn until you've been through it. Like you can hear it a million times, but you're still gonna stress about it. That's just how we are. And like, I get it. And maybe some things are perfect because we do all that planning and stressing. So, hey, maybe it's like the other side of the coin, right? And like the night before, Nick and I told you, it's gonna go by so fast. Take a moment to like take everything in. And, you know, even still with that, you know, it's so hard to remember to do that because everything's like go, go, go during the day.
I did take a lot of pictures. I took not during the ceremony because I don't know what happened to my phone. Basically, when we left the house to go up to the mountain, I didn't have my phone for a good couple hours. But you had told me the night before, take pictures. You wish you had had pictures. So I took the most random photos, right? Like I took photos of my dress bunched up in the car and photos getting ready. I took tons of ridiculous photos when we were down at La Quinta for our honeymoon. And I look back on those and they do make me smile. So that was my second favorite thing that you gave me that night.
What was the second favorite thing that I gave you?
The favorite thing? The lasagna dish of tiramisu. Oh. How did you even have to think about that?
I totally forgot about it. Yeah, I made you like a... It was at least this big.
I should have taken a picture of that, but I was busy shoving it down my throat because tiramisu.
They don't look good on camera.
Oh, they...
And also...
You brought that in and I knew. I was like, oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
It was I have a very little bit left. I'm shocked that it's lasted this long, but I'm trying to pace myself. But it's so Nico's really bad because he just brings the whole dish. And I was like, can you not bring the whole dish? He's like, what? You're trying to be civilized? I'm like, no, I'm not trying to eat all of it in one sitting. And I very, very easily could because it's just that good.
It is very good. It's so good. And it's easy to make too. So there's more where that came from.
I would say I'm never going to learn how to make that. So you can make it for me.
I learned the recipe and then I made it like 2 weeks in a row. And I had that for breakfast like every single day.
It's so good. It's literally that good. I could not speak more highly. It's not overly sweet. It's just so good.
The texture of like
the lady fingers.
The lady fingers is good too. Although next time I'm gonna add a little more coffee. But like the mousse itself, I don't know how it's so like.
That's creamy. My favorite. I know. Just, I need to find out how you did it, but
shove it down just like a feeding tube. Just like it'll just slide right in.
Oh yeah. Well, and I mean it was perfect because we had that clarified milk punch that I let you try the other night that had a coffee. It was made using coffee liqueur. One of our friends is a bartender and just made us this gorgeous package for our wedding and our teeny tiny little reception and honeymoon. But yeah, like everything just came together. It was that was so good.
So good.
I feel like we were talking about the wedding and I just veered and I'm so happy we changed the subject to tiramisu.
Next time I'll make the tres leches because Nico wanted that. So,
because he's ungrateful.
Yeah, he was like, oh, "Why did she make us tiramisu when she could have made the other cake. And I'm like, I didn't know you wanted the other cake.
Because she just brought it. She wasn't taking requests. We did have, I had never had tres leches. We had that on our honeymoon.
Oh, nice. I mean, I don't really know if the way I make it is necessarily like traditional or anything, but
he's not going to care.
I've made it a few times and tweaked it to like my liking. So we'll see.
It's eerie how similar they are, honestly.
Yes.
I had no idea. I liked yours better for whatever that's worth.
Okay,
but I mean, if you want to practice.
Okay, we are here to introduce the new episode. Okay, we're not here to keep going. But we said we'd keep it within 15 minutes, but it's already like 25.
But I want to talk about food. But I am excited for this episode too. I am honestly really stoked because we have a special guest.
We do have a special guest, and we actually planned this episode almost a year ago, I would say, because we were getting ready for the podcast, and we had this nice background, and I was like, okay, I'm going to buy these for the episode, and then COVID hit, and we all started working from home, and this just got, you know, put to the side. But today we're going to be talking about doggy DNA tests
with one of our favorite office pups.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I know a lot of you probably have done doggy DNA tests, or you've done DNA tests for yourself, like 23andMe or Ancestry. So we wanted to kind of juxtapose two of the most popular DNA tests on the market today and kind of show you guys the results and how they are same or differ.
Let's bring it on.
Let's get started. Okay, so today we have a very special guest on our episode. This is Leah.
Hello, Leah. Everybody.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Leah is the sales manager here at Zippy Paws. She's been with us for a number of years, I think maybe three years or so.
Yeah, it'll be 3 years in March. So, but it flew by. So,
yeah, it feels like you've been here forever. So, you were kind of one of our earlier hires, and you've stayed with us for 3 years and grown from, I think you started as a sales rep.
No, sales assistant.
Assistant, goodness.
And then rep, and then sales manager.
Wow. So. In 3 years.
Feels awesome. Good, man. Feels good.
Yeah.
that corporate time.
We have you.
So Leah's here today because we had her take a few DNA tests for her dog, Rusty. I know ever since we met, you're always like wondering what breed Rusty was, what kind of mix he is, because he looks, I wouldn't say I would know what Rusty is just based on looking at him.
Yeah, exactly. So just, I know you guys know Rusty, but just a little backstory. So like, I just adopted him one day from Inland Valley Humane, and they didn't have any information on him at all. And he's obviously adorable, but like when you look at him, you just can't, there's nothing that really pops out in terms of breeds. Like I could never figure out what he was. I would always ask people and they would give me different answers and stuff like that. But yeah, so I always just wondered, and yeah.
He's unique.
Yeah, he's like, okay, if you guys don't know what he looks like, you can go to our team page on our website, but basically he's got like these ears that can either go up or straight down. They have little long wisps on them, and he's got like this bean shaped body, no tail. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, his head is a lot smaller than his body. Like his neck, I just feel like if you put a collar on him, it would just like bloop.
It does. Right, it really does, though. Like he's got a cone head, basically. It's like anteater style. Like it just like slides off. So
he's much cuter than any of these current descriptions. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
We're gonna post a photo on our Instagram, so we'll post a link on what he looks like. But he's very very cute. But like yeah, as you said, like I would not know what type of breed he is. So that's why I was like, hey. Leah, do you want to take a couple of DNA tests for your dog? We want to do this episode. And yeah, just would love to hear the results.
Yeah, for sure. So by the way, thank you for giving me those tests. I was so excited to do it. And by the time I finally did all the tests and stuff, it was like right when COVID happened. It was like, I don't know, April or May of 2020. So I feel like they were a little bit slower in returning to the results to me than they would have been otherwise, but it was still pretty fast, like a couple weeks. So I did the Embark and the Wisdom panel. And I know that there's two different kinds of Embark tests, but the one that I was given was the one that has the health and breeds. So it's a little more all-encompassing than their other test. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you guys want, I can go ahead and just let you know what the process was for both of them.
Yeah, that would be
Awesome. I think we should guess what we think he is too before she tells us the actual results.
That's fun. Yeah,
because we. I don't know if you remember this, Leah. We took Bjorn to a dog park one day in the general area, and this lady had a dog that could have been Rusty's twin.
I remember that. Yeah. And you sent me a picture, didn't you? Or you couldn't get one?
Yeah, because I was a crazy person. I was like, can I take a picture of your dog? Because it looks like one of my friends at work's dogs, and we have no idea what he is. And I should have written it down, because now for the life of me, I can't remember what she said her dog was.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show on video. There you go. There he is. Very cute.
My love.
How much does he weigh?
He is a little fat. Just a little bit. No, he's like, I don't know, 15, 16 pounds. Under 20 pounds.
So he's a little guy.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can see him on my video. He's like right there.
I thought it was a stuffed animal.
Oh, this is a stuffed animal, but Rusty's right next to him.
He's too cute.
I don't know what he is. I think he has a little bit of Chihuahua just because of the ears.
That was the one thing I thought. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
But his coloring.
Mm-hmm. He almost has like Yorkie coloring. He has like a lot. I feel like he has a lot of terrier features.
He's like all black on his back, and then his legs and his face are like this reddish brown. He's got like a white spot on his chest too, so it's just like all over the place. I don't know.
I'm gonna say like Yorkie with some Doxy.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
She's like, you're not close, but okay.
I'm like, she's like, right.
That's not close at all. She's like, no. He's all husky, actually.
He's gonna be like Great Dane.
He's like super fluffy, by the way. Like really, really thick, double coat, like really long hair, super soft. So like all of these.
Yeah, he's very soft.
Yeah, all of these features together, it just like confused me. Always.
We're all confused. I think you should just tell us.
Okay. All right. So I'll start with the wisdom panel, and I'll just kind of talk about the process of it and then the results that it gave me. So with the wisdom panel, you have like two little swabs, and they have bristles on the end of them, like little pokey bristles. And you take them, you put it inside their cheek, and you swipe it on their cheek. He was not a fan, hated it. But for this test, you had to do two of them.
Okay.
And then you do that for like 15 seconds. And then they have these little holes in the box where you set them inside and it dries for 5 minutes. So after that, pack it up, send it out. It was pretty easy, but he was like not happy when I did it. But let me see here. So let me just talk a little bit about the wisdom panel. So it offers 350 breeds that they can test and see what he is. And then they also screen for 150 genetic health conditions too, which is pretty cool. I was only going into this to see what breed he was, but once I saw like all the benefits for both tests and in regards to their health screens and stuff, I thought it was pretty cool. So let me see here with his wisdom panel. Okay, let me just say, I like both of the tests, but this is the first one I got back. So this one was a little bit faster return, but they gave me the breeds and they said, 50% Chihuahua, 50% miniature pincher. They were just like 50-50, that's it. And they like sent it over. And like when I got it, I was like not really surprised, but I just kind of felt like it wasn't giving me enough information.
Yeah, I feel like if they're doing a DNA scan, like I need actual definitive percentages. I don't want the easy way out. Like tell me every single minuscule little thing that my dog is.
Yeah, so when I got those results, and you can check them online, super easy. But it was just like, I felt like they kind of just like looked at him and were like, 50-50. Let's just send it to her. That's it. Like, I don't know. So I was a little bit disappointed with that. But I felt like it was fairly accurate. I was like, okay, I could see it. I highly doubt it's exactly 50-50. But, you know, whatever. So that's cool. And then they also tested for 159 disease mutations. So that part I wasn't really expecting. So when I saw that he was clear of any mutations of any of those diseases, I thought that was really cool. And it made me feel like a little bit more secure about his health because you never really know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What type of diseases do they check for? Just like if you could read off a few of them.
Yeah, they check for all sorts of things. So these are like the different categories that they check for. Just a few, like blood, dental, heart, immune system, lung, muscle, nervous system. Like they have a lot. Mm. It's a lot of things. But yeah, they check for all sorts of specific disorders. So it was really nice to see that he was clear of any of those. So that helped me rest a little bit easier.
Yeah. I don't want to stress you out, but I have an anecdote for this. I did a DNA and health scan for my cat, and they had the same, I was really excited because they had the same health scans. And one of the things they had was, she doesn't have and isn't predisposed to any dental issues, and homegirl is going to have all of her teeth taken out. It's something we've known since I got her. It was, I don't know if she was predisposed to it or if she was just out in the wild too long, but like she's got some bad teeth. And I feel like if they didn't pick it up, like that was like the easiest A ever. I'm sure this test is completely different.
But we'll see. I don't know. I've been pretty lucky with him so far in regards to like his health issues and stuff. But
that's because he's perfect.
We will see. He literally is perfect. So yeah. But yeah, I thought that was really cool that it gave me all that information for his health. And they give you options too to send it to like your vet or something if you're into that. That was cool. But yeah, other than that. They didn't really give me a ton of information on him. They like explain a lot about the breeds themselves instead of like about your dog specifically. Like they were like, Chihuahua, this is where Chihuahua originates from and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool.
You're like, I could have just Googled it.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, I don't know. I thought it was interesting, but I wanted to know like more about my dog.
Selfish. Right.
But yeah, it was still interesting. Let's have a look here. And then the other test I took was the Embark DNA test. And then as a reminder, this one was the slightly more expensive one. It has the health and the breeds. So you get both. And this one was, in my opinion, a lot more satisfying. I was very, very, very happy with these results. So let's see here. So it says he's 42.7% miniature pincher, 30.9% Chihuahua, 9% Pomeranian.
Ooh, I can see the ears. Yeah.
That's what I kind of thought
like,
he might be.
I should have said that.
I always thought he might be like Pomeranian or Corgi.
I'm going back to like, change my answer.
I
like record another section and I superimpose in the video. I'm like... 42.8%. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, how did you get that? I'm like, I knew.
Yeah. And then the remaining 17.4% says super mutt. So whatever super mutt means, they kind of went into detail a little bit. They said, what's super mutt? And it says they're like really distant ancestors, but they're so mixed and crossbred that it's like impossible to really say what they are. But they had like some ideas. They said German pincher, Chinese crested, which are like those really, I think they're like the stringy ones with the hairs, which I could totally see.
Yeah.
And then the last one was poodle. So I don't know.
I like can completely picture that though. I feel like that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I feel like that sounds spot on.
Yeah. I was really happy with these results. So, I just felt like they were a lot more specific, which is what I was looking for in these tests. So I really preferred the Embark on that one. And this one also, it like shows you all of the DNA strand things. I don't know. It shows you exactly what percentage of what is in each strand. That's it cool. Gets, yeah, it's really cool. It gets really specific. So I thought that was really interesting. They do also give you like health and stuff like that. Let me see here. The family tree on the Embark test was a lot more specific as well. They show a little tree and it like goes down. They suspect different things. So I can see where like the Pomeranian was in the grandparents section and the great grandparents, which is kind of cool.
Do you remember, Jen, if there was a cost difference between the two?
Oh, I can't remember, but I could look it up.
I looked it up before this. I thought this might come up, but the wisdom panel is like a little bit less than $100. It's like $80 or so, depending on where you buy it. But the since this was like the all-encompassing Embark test, this one is a little bit more expensive than their basic one, which is this one is like, I don't know, $120, maybe $140. But I just felt like with the Embark one, you're paying more, but you're also getting more in return.
Yeah.
So I think it's worth it. Definitely.
It just seems so much more comprehensive.
Yeah. I just looked it up in my order history. The Wisdom panel was $149 and the Embark was $189.
No way.
Well, yeah.
It's cheaper now. No, but yeah. Well, it still sounds like, to me, it's worth the money, you know, either of them would be worth the money. I would still, right. If I went to go back and do it again, I would do both of them again. They give you just like a little bit of different results and stuff. Right. But I think one thing that I wasn't expecting that I got with the Embark was that how do I explain this? So when they take tests from other dogs, they will send you results of dogs that are highly matched with your dog. So they'll send you pictures of other people's dogs that look like really similar to your dog. And I'm obsessed with
That's so cute.
I love it so much.
Also like, you also, upload photos of your dog too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I only uploaded the one picture cause it's like make a Rusty profile and you're like, okay.
Oh, got it.
And I like got all into it. So I like put Rusty's picture. It was super cute. And so whenever people take new tests or whatever, it's constantly updating. If there's like a match that's really high percentage, they'll send it to your, like your email or whatever. It goes into your spam. But I like looking at it. So I'll always take a look.
That's so cute.
Cool. Yeah, I like that.
That makes me want to do
that's
that.
Fun.
Now.
I would highly recommend it. It's super fun. And then there's so many like other informational things that they give you that you wouldn't expect. Like, this is where your dog's ancestors traveled from in Europe. Oh, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Like, I didn't need to know that, but I'm kind of glad I know that, you know, it's pretty
interesting. We should do one on Bernie and see if you get any controversial results.
They claim that she's 100% English cream and then she's not. She's actually from like Ireland. And it's like
quarter pit bull.
No, but even if you had, you know, a dog that you think is 100% this thing or, you know, 50-50 that, I would strongly suggest doing it anyway, because it's really nice to have like those health results too. And
yeah,
I just think, I don't know, I feel like I got to know Rusty a little bit better, as cheesy as that sounds.
I love
I also learned he's 100% that pup. So.
Turns out, what do you know?
Turns out. No, but me and CJ, my husband, we always call him Super Mutt now. We'll be like, oh, it's because he's a Super Mutt, you know.
Just need to get him a cape.
Yeah, but it was really fun, and I really enjoyed it, both of them. The process was super, super easy.
Nice. Rusty was pissed. Was this the Embark one also a cheek swab?
Oh, yeah. So I forgot to mention, the Embark one is a little bit different with the process. So it's also a cheek swab, but they have you do it on the bottom cheek instead. And it's only one. So they give you this little swab, you do it, you have to do it for a longer amount of time, like 60 seconds, which is kind of long when you're trying to sit there and like get your dog to chill. But he sat through it like a champ. But anyway, you take the little swab and they have like this vial of liquid. You put the swab in there and you shake it 10 times. After that, you just tape it up and send it out. But the process was just a little bit different. But I think even though the process was longer for the Embark swab, I think I would have preferred to do that one if I had to do it again, because it was only one and it was really easy. I didn't have to wait for it to dry or like anything like that. I just put in the vial, sent it out.
Sounds kind of like a COVID test where they they put in a liquid or something. These are the times we're living in, so.
Dude, it's weird. It's weird times.
Were you kind of surprised at the breeds that they mentioned, the Chihuahua and the Minpin?
Definitely surprised at the Minpin, because, I mean, I'm not, like, super knowledgeable on dog breeds. Like, I could know more, I feel like. But it's just, like, I would have never thought Minpin. That was not,
That didn't even cross my mind, but now that they've said it, it definitely makes sense because of his body shape.
I can definitely see it.
Yeah, so definitely the coloring. I think that's maybe where he gets his color from. I don't know. He's a little rusty colored, right? A little bit red.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's perfect. But
do you think you would do it for your other dog too?
The thing about Lulu, I just got Lulu, by the way. She's a dog, a COVID DoorDash dog I got.
You have to explain that to people.
I did like a foster to home program with her. So it's like you foster a dog and if they work out, then you keep them. So I was down. And it was during COVID. I was like, perfect, I'll potty train or whatever. But they're so like protective against COVID. They don't have anybody, sorry, my phone just went off. They don't have anybody coming in to like see the dogs or do anything like that. So they have people actually take the dog, they drive it to you, and they just drop them off. It's like really, it was really safe and really weird. It was really weird. I literally DoorDashed a dog. So
luckily you had better luck with her than you had with DoorDash usually though.
Don't even get me. You're triggering me.
they bring Leah the wrong dog.
That's what they did with Rusty, actually, when I went there. Not that it was a DoorDash situation, but I went to go get Rusty because I saw him online and they gave me the wrong dog. And I was not this dog, this dog. And then I always have like trauma thinking about that dog I sent back because that's not the one I came for. And I'm always like, oh, I should have done both. Like, I'm a horrible person.
That dog is probably just like, I remember that one lady one time.
Just one single tear as I sent him back.
I remember when I wasn't good enough.
Dude.
I'm just kidding. Leah's like, okay, I'm not coming back here ever.
It was traumatizing. No, but yeah, I DoorDashed Lulu. Back to your question though, I don't know if I would do it for Lulu. Maybe actually I would do it for her health because we didn't know this when we adopted her, but like she has seizures like a lot. And it's like really scary because I can't really do anything about it. You just have to let him ride it out and you're just kind of sitting there and watching them and it's like really depressing. But I called the vet and I was like, hey, should I bring her in for this? And they were like, no, not really. That sounds pretty normal. And I was like, if you say so, normal. I guess I'll just, they're just trying to save me from like a huge vet bill because they were like, we could test for days and not know, you know? But yeah, I would test Lulu just to see like what her health is. But I'm like 99% sure she's just a full Chihuahua, right? I mean,
yeah, she's teeny, teeny, teeny.
She's like 5 pounds. Yeah. She looks like a Chihuahua. She's black and she's got those little eyebrows that are tan colored. I don't know.
I love dogs that have different like colored eyebrows, like a little Roddy pup. Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
Yeah, I love it. It's super cute. And she's super cute. And I would maybe do it for the health scan. But she's a Chihuahua, though. No questions, no doubts. So
I have an update on our sucky neighbors with the Rottweiler puppy. It's not a good one. I'm going to continue the saga until I get this dog taken away from them because they're awful. Dog never goes inside still. He or she is no longer a puppy. Is sitting outside in the rain. But Nico told me the other day, he goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, I guess they're using prong collars on this dog now and just like yanking it down the street. So it's like, it's my goal. I'm just going to start compiling evidence. I'm documenting it here on, it can be a whole segment, but Jen reminded me talking about Roddy pups. Like,
yeah,
you're going to get a dog. Don't keep it outside in the rain. Don't yank it by a prong collar. I understand that prong collars, while I don't necessarily agree with them, have their place when used correctly. And
right, they have a time and place.
It's yanking your dog through the air by it is not the time or the place. So
your neighbor's like old, like older
They're a young couple. They have a kid. They got this. It's a purebred Rottweiler. I can't imagine that the dog was cheap, right? And we live in a pretty nice area for the most part. It couldn't have been just a protection dog in their, you know, $4,000 a month condo. Probably not. Like, it's just, it's a bizarre thing and it drives me crazy. But I'm just going to start promoting Dog Mom podcasts around the neighborhood and then hope they listen and are like, like, I'm coming for you. I'm not even kidding.
I was going to say,
our listeners on them.
Sick them. No, I was going to say, if they were a little bit like older, if they were like older people, I would maybe understand, because I feel like having a dog as a pet has like changed a lot over the past, I don't know, couple decades or whatever, or even over the past decade. It's like dogs are like more family now than pets, right? Yeah. So I don't know, but
I would agree.
Said
they
were a little bit younger, so maybe they're just
our age. I'm not trying to, well, they're probably my age. I'm not trying to make myself sound old, but like, they're not, they're young enough to know better. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Well, my neighbor also had like some weird setup for her dogs, but she doesn't have dogs anymore. I just moved and I was like, hey, like, what are those cages in your yard or something? I was talking to her and she's like, oh, those are my electrical fences for the dogs I used to have. And I was like, cool, gotta go. Bye. She used to have...
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I don't want to know like what happened to her dogs.
I have no idea. I don't
like
know
why she doesn't have any dogs anymore.
What's wrong with people?
She's like a really nice lady, but she's really old. But
yes.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. I don't know about that. So
all we can do is take care of our own dogs. So
yeah, just do, like, do your best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get this dog taken away. Trust me.
Ashley's like, no, I'm going to work on my dogs and I'm going to work on everyone else's dogs. Thank you very much.
They're beyond education, right? Like, because there's always some people that just simply don't know and don't understand. And they have a child. They have a kid. So they have to have some level of compassion and some level of empathy to know, like, you don't yank your dog with a collar with prongs in it, or maybe don't leave them out in 120 degree heat, or don't leave them out in pouring rain. Like, you can't teach people to be decent human beings.
Yeah. It's been cold too. Like, really cold. Well, California cold.
Yeah.
Like, let's relax. It's California cold.
But I think that 55 degrees in LA is so much colder than 55 degrees anywhere else. I don't know what it is. It's just a very crisp, like, kind of bone chilling chill. Here,
especially if it's like windy, then you're like, ooh,
yeah,
to the core, you know. Yeah, so I can only imagine. But oh, I hope you saved that pup. I'm invested now.
I had to say something so that I'm holding myself accountable for it. I've sent animal control there multiple times, and each time they've stayed. I mean, I'm sure that they don't want to have to take a dog away. I wouldn't want the dog to be taken away if the dog is genuinely happy. But, like, something's just not sitting right with me.
Just, like, bring them inside and maybe not, like, stab their neck with stuff. I don't know. Just, like, kind of, like, chill. I don't know.
Maybe don't stab your neck.
Maybe just not stab them in the neck. I don't know.
It's, like, I'm not trying to tell anyone how to parent their dog, but, like, sometimes you're just, like, looking at the situation, you're, like, maybe we can do better here. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, let's stop and let's all look at this situation. Maybe we can do just a little bit better, okay?
I'm so sorry I brought this up. No.
That's okay.
Now you got us all worked up, so.
I know. I, like, want to go talk to your neighbor now. Just kidding.
We both show up. We're like, hey. Like,
what's going on here?
There's three girls outside their door, and they're like, yeah, no, don't care.
Oh, my
gosh. We're Dog Mom 1, Dog Mom 2, Dog Mom 3.
You may have heard our podcast, but.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you just may kidding. Have heard of us.
Oh, my God. Just kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, back to our topic, which is dog DNA tests. So I think the consensus is it's really helpful if you are wondering about what kind of breed your dog is, and if you want to know about their health conditions, something that maybe they're genetically more predisposed to, and, you know, do your research on which test is right for you. I know Leah prefers Embark, but the Wisdom panel is also a really good option as well.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with both, and, you know, both of them gave me a lot of different results that I didn't expect. So I think both of them are worth it. I would say definitely go for it.
Nice. Now I'm going to go buy it for both my dogs.
I know, right?
Just in case, you know.
I feel like I already know, like, the results, but, you know, kind of just want to see.
I don't know so much if I would do it for Bjorn, but for Tova, I feel like I absolutely would.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be really cool.
Lord only knows what she is. I have no idea. She's a giant fruit bat.
She does look like a fruit bat. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How cute. Oh, my gosh. That's so cute.
I feel like we got so catfished with her, because in all the pictures that the rescue had of her, her ears were perking up. Mm-hmm. And 99% of the time, her ears are slicked back and her head is really small, but her eyes are huge. She literally looks like a giant bat.
So cute.
Yeah, she's a weirdo.
I want to meet
dogfished. Dogfished. Yeah. I'll let you know. She's getting to the point where she'll start being able to come into the office, even if I'm there doing stuff. I'll let you know. You can come down and
I live hello. Like 10 minutes away. So if you have her and you bring her down, just let me know. And I'll just
She loves by. Jen. She really likes Aww. Jen.
Yeah, she gave me some licks the other day.
Aw.
I was like, oh my gosh, I got a lick. And then I was trying not to freak out, because, like, if I freak out, then, you know, she's very skittish.
Oh, really? But, like, okay.
On the inside, I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's celebrate inside.
She's becoming quite the social butterfly.
She is. She likes to be social, but she's scared, you know, so I can see that in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't feel like I asked you a lot about Tova. I mean, I've seen pictures of her, and I see the gram, and I'm like, oh, so cute and stuff. So she's, like, pretty nervous and stuff still. I mean, she's still new to the family.
If this is repetitive, just tell me to shut up. But when we got her, she was just terrified of everything. The first couple of times we met her, we couldn't look her in the eye. That was the advice that was given to us, is don't look directly at her. It was just like having a really severely autistic kid. Honestly, a lot of the advice that we were given was a lot of what I had when I worked with autistic kids. Just be gentle with them. Understand that they're just afraid. Give them space. Don't crowd them. Let them come to you. And we had talked to a lot of different people. We had talked to our vet about it, and they had given us, like, a time frame of, like, you know, probably a year she'll start becoming better. And she's blossomed, to say the least. She's very skittish, and she has her moments where she gets scared, but we couldn't take her out on walks when we first got her. They told us, like, oh, she's just too afraid to go on walks. And then we found out later on that they just weren't taking her on walks because they thought she was afraid. And she learned really quickly that she likes being outside. She likes being inside more, but, she's acclimated so nicely to us. My boy cat is obsessed with her. She doesn't feel the same. But she puts up with it, but she's great with the cats. She and Bjorn have finally started playing, which just makes my heart happy.
Oh, and she's, I was also going to ask about Bjorn, because I know he's like a little baby. He's 100% baby, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I wondered if he was selfish or if he felt like.
He's never been selfish. The first day that we brought her home, it was so sweet. He was trying to play with her. And so he would go up and he would give her a toy, and she would just growl at him from her crate, because she's like, I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. But he loves her. I think he took on the role of little brother really quickly. And I think he drives her crazy like 60% of the time because he's just like pushing toys in her face. And he's like, let's play, let's do something. But she doesn't do as well when he's not around. So she, the rescue was spot on in saying that she needed to go to a home with another dog because she comes to life when he's around, and she gets a little bit more nervous and a little bit more skittish when he's not there. So I think they complement each other really well. I love her. It's nice having a little girl dog again. It's been a while. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
I know it's funny because she and Lulu have a lot of the same features. Lulu's just like a mini, like a teeny tiny version of Tova.
Lulu's like maybe the size of Tova's head, like just her head. You know what I mean?
No, just like her paw.
Oh my gosh. So no, she's too small. I was like scared at first when I got her. I was like, oh, I don't think this is gonna work out. Like, she's so small, she can fit between the pool gates, like the little gates. She just goes through them, and I was like, but she's gotten a little fatter since I got her, and now she can't fit through them as easily. And I'm like, nice. Like,
yeah, you need to feed her a little bit more to just make sure she doesn't fit through.
Just enough, you know, just enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Leah, for taking the test and sharing your results with us.
Thank you guys so much. I had Rusty since like 2014, I would say. And I just never knew. And I was always so curious. And I always blabbed about it. Like, what is he? We don't know. Like, nobody knows. So I really appreciate the tests. And
yeah, I know I hear about it at work all the time. Like, you know who would be perfect to do this episode with us? It's Leah, because then I wouldn't have to hear her say, what is Rusty?
Oh my god, because I want to know what everybody thinks. I even asked Reddit. Okay, like I went to Reddit and was like, what is this? Like, what is he?
Was anybody close?
No, they were all over the place. Literally nobody had the same answer. It was pointless.
You should go back and see if anybody had the right answers and give them like gold or something.
Oh, Reddit gold. Just, yeah. There you go. You were right. Good job.
But you were right.
Yeah. Nobody said Pomeranian though. And that was the result in my eyes. That was like the most, oh my gosh, that's what he is. There's part Pomeranian in him. That's mm-hmm. why he's so
funny. Yeah.
I don't know.
So. Definitely. Like the ears too.
Yeah, for sure. And his, I feel like attitude.
I feel like we should give away a test to one of our followers.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm springing things on people, but I feel like if I was listening to this, I mean, I'm living it and I'm inspired to get a test. I feel like there's got to be someone out there listening to us that wants to follow in Leah's footsteps.
Dude, okay, we'll totally
put something
on Instagram. So stay tuned.
Oh, yay, that's fun.
The Leah giveaway, the Rusty giveaway.
The Rusty giveaway. Okay, now you're indulging me too much. This is too much fun.
Never. All right, so if you want to boop that follow button, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Dog Mom Podcast, and our website at www.zippypaws.com/dogmompodcast.
I'm like, I don't know which way to point. Should I point
up or point down?
It's
like,
What do all the YouTubers say? If you like what you see, like and subscribe.
Smash that subscribe button.
Thanks for coming to our channel. Just kidding. Oh,
cringe. I don't think I could ever do that.
Oof. Okay, we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.